DFACS Director Sharon Hill says in light of the Imani Moss case, the department is looking at claims that were reviewed over the phone with little to no investigation. She says the department is also consulting with officials who aren't directly involved in some cases to make sure nothing is looked over.
From the information that we're gaining from this case and other cases, we will be making systemic reforms necessary to ensure that our system is doing what it's supposed to do to protect children.
Imani's body was found November 2nd inside a trash can and badly burned, though investigators say she died earlier that week from starvation. Her father and stepmother were charged with felony murder, first-degree cruelty to a child, and concealing a body. Governor Nathan Deal says his office is talking with DFACS about how to prevent future deaths, but defended the department's caseworkers.
They only can take a judgment based on past experiences and things that they observe. It depends on people reporting things, and I think sometimes there's a reluctance of people to feel like that they're interfering unduly.
But a heavily redacted DFACS case file shows the agency received two reports of possible abuse, one in 2012 and one in 2013, and screened out those reports over the phone. That's despite a previous finding in 2010 by DFACS that Imani had been abused and allegations of neglect dating back to 2003. Hill says prior case history is taken into account when a report comes in. State Representative Mary Margaret Oliver of Decatur called Imani's death preventable and called for legislative action.
When you have convictions, when you have substantiations, I believe the policy must be that you see the child directly and not screen a case out over the phone.
Oliver says she's confident the issue will be discussed in the upcoming legislative session. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.